Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm Deepak Chopra, and this is Daily Breath. Yesterday, we took a look at the notion of samskara, or reacting in the same limited way over and over. This makes us biological robots. There's no creativity, there's no imagination, there is no fun. So today, we look at how most people try and fail to tame the mind by getting caught in three fixed reactions. When looked at closely, all three of these behaviors come after the fact. They deal with the mind's disorder as the cause of the distress rather than as a symptom. So then the solutions also have negative effects. So how do people try to change their behavior or even change the behavior of others? They do this through manipulation, through control, and through denial. In fact, all these three things are entangled: manipulation, control, denial. Let's take an example. You're 3-4 years old and you're at the shopping mall with your mother and you want a lollipop and she says no. Then your first manipulation is being nice. Mommy, please buy me the lollipop. I'll give you a kiss, etc., etc. If she refuses, then your second manipulation is being nasty. You lie down on the ground, you scream, you have a temper tantrum. If that doesn't succeed, then when you come home, you hide, you pout, you become stubborn, and you're, in a sense, unavailable. You are manipulating and trying to control by being stubborn and through withdrawal. And if that doesn't work, then you go to your mom and you say, you're nice to my brothers and sisters, but not nice to me, which means you play the victim. So being nice, being nasty, being stubborn, being obstinate, pouting, and playing the victim are actually all control dramas that your ego uses to express itself. And yet, as we know, the ego is just your self-image. It's not who you are. And so a false construct is trying to manipulate situations into fulfillment. This is what we all want, fulfillment. The fulfillment of desire. We want to have meaning and purpose in our life. We want to be happy, but we're actually in denial of who we are. And as a result of this, everything that we do to control, to manipulate, is a result of the denial of intimacy with our own self. So everyone should be aware of this. And before you make a choice, it is very important to actually know your tendency to react. And that's why I always say, press the pause button and observe your reaction to react. Just that, you know, stop, take a few deep breaths, smile, feel your body, be observant of what's happening around you, and then proceed with awareness and compassion. And just in doing that, you are beginning to free yourself and your mind is automatically being tamed. You can't tame the mind. It's like a caged monkey. But when you get rid of the bars, then there's nothing to tame. And all you have to realize is that what was causing you distress was attachment to a construct. That's all. Attachment to an idea. And once you realize that you, as awareness, are intrinsically not that which you're experiencing, that intrinsically awareness is free of all its experiences, then you can change the direction of your choices to give you the experience of a joyful, energetic body, a reflective, alert mind, a loving, compassionate heart, lightness of being. But in order to do that, you have to get into the habit of observing your reaction to react and not being in denial that most of the time you're a biological robot.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Join me tomorrow for Friday meditation.